This is Ozarks at Large. Tenny Rayne Butler's new CD, Goldenrod, is about many things, including change, wisdom gained through experience, and all of those considerations that come with life. Tenny earned her engineering degree at the University of Arkansas a few years ago while playing soccer for the Arkansas Razorbacks. And she'll be performing tonight at 6 as a guest of the University of Arkansas Honors College, and then we'll be at the Fayetteville Public Library tomorrow to deliver a program titled Facing Change Through Song. It's a discussion about tapping into our voices and sharing stories and emotion through song. That presentation at the library will then be followed by a live solo performance. Tenny Rayne Butler doesn't live in Arkansas anymore, but she's back for a few days, and she was in the Anthony and Susan Hoy News studio with me this morning to talk about her new CD, Goldenrod, and the path her songwriting and performing career has followed since her time in Fayetteville.
Well, I'm doing a lot more of it, and doing it a little bit more intentionally in terms of career creation. I think at the time when I was here, it was still very much in an outlet, and it still is in many ways, but it was a nice break. You know, in between engineering and soccer, I had a lot to manage and kind of keep in balance. And so every once in a while, it was just really nice to escape into a totally different space and world. It was not something that many people knew that I was doing. It was just kind of this really nice time to go and be with different people and do and be in a different almost version or body of like what I'm usually, how I usually am and presenting in the world. And so that was very special. And in some ways, it's been similar in terms of, you know, you always have these different kind of pieces and parts of yourself, but it's been really interesting to kind of bring a lot of that up to the front now. So I really started to pick the guitar back up probably in late 2018, early 2019, because after I left school, you start your first job, you move to a different city, everything is really, really intense. And so you put down some things to kind of figure out and make space for others. And so I didn't really play much for a couple of years.
Were you writing?
No. There was a big part of me that like forgot that I had a guitar. I was definitely a strange moment when Jonathan, my husband now, who was my partner in college as well, was like, "Hey, why don't you play guitar anymore?" And I was like, "What's a guitar?" It was definitely that really big kind of break that happened. But I was glad to pick it back up, and then started in 2019 on the recording journey, and that was a mess. But then kind of got a second chance at it in 2020. And since then, I've been giving it a bit more space and being a lot more focused and consistent with it in terms of building something that I'm excited about carrying into the future.
It shows. The 12 songs that are on Goldenrod are beautiful, wonderful. And I wonder, Does maturity help with that? As you know, when you left college, I presume you were 21 or so.
Yes.
And now you're probably around 30, mm-hmm. Getting close.
Yeah, we just turned 30 in March, so we are officially into that third decade, which is, or into the fourth decade, I guess, really, past the third decade, right. Which is wild. I think that there's definitely a piece of maturity that comes with it. A few of the songs are songs that got reworked, that had been around, and as I changed, as the story shifted, there was some updates that had to occur in order for them to feel real and true for today, for me today. And so, yes, I do think there's a piece of that. I think one of those things, too, though, that maturity is such a funny concept, because it's like, what does that really mean? Like, what is to be mature? And what I've started to notice and feel for myself is that mostly it is the capacity and the space and the desire to look backwards, to learn from where you've been. And that doesn't always have to have an age associated with it, right? But it does have to have some sort of history that you have the chance to reflect upon. And that's a lot of goldenrod is reflections, is looking back in order to move forward.
Well, do you mind playing a song from Goldenrod?
I would love to.
What would you like to play?
We'll start with just the title track. All right. Well, I've heard everything changes, but I don't think it's true. Some things stay the same, like how I think of you when you're far away. And I'm lying here on my own. And I remember the feel of your hand holding mine as we drove through the mountains to see what we'd find if we got away. Got to take a breath under blue skies. And I see goldenrod sway as leaves tumble and play. The summer fades into fall. I try to hold on to time, oh, I catch it in rhymes. 'Cause it's all we have after all. Was a stream by the path, so we stopped to erase leaves. And I could see your reflection smiling at me when my boat capsized. And I said, could we try again? And the sunshine was sweet, even there in the shade. Oh, it all felt so perfect. I got afraid of the moment when you might not love me anymore. And I see goldenrod sway as leaves tumble and play. The summer fades into fall. I try to hold on to tight, oh, I catch it and ride. 'Cause it's all we have after all. And seeds out in the breeze blow wherever they please. Maybe that's not for me. I like my feet on the ground. Oh. See goldenrod sway as leaves tumble and play. The summer fades into fall. I try to hold on to time, oh, I catch it in rhymes. 'Cause it's all we have after all. I see goldenrod sway. I see goldenrod sway.
That is absolutely 100% beautiful. Thank you so much. I love that song.
I do too.
The show tonight.
Yes.
As a guest of the U of A Honors College, this is a trio.
Yes, which I'm so excited about. The show tonight is at 6 o'clock in Gearhart Hall, 1:30, and it is a trio show, which has been an absolute joy to get to play with these folks. They are both musicians on the album. So Dave Ecker will be joining me on cello, Phil Faconti on guitar. And they are just really stellar musicians and really incredible people as well. And it was very, very awesome to work with them on the album because they have a very good talent of helping to create the sonic landscape that really works with each individual song. So we spent a lot of time beforehand. I think I wrote them pretty much an essay about every song and was like, listen, like, here's all the things. This is the background. Here is way more context than you ever wanted to know. and then just kind of talking through like adjectives and containers and even nature descriptions that like what is happening in the background of this song. And they have such a breadth of experience in terms of the different genres that they've worked with, the different artists that they've worked with as well. And so being a singer-songwriter, that is so valuable to find musicians like that, that who have incredible chops and just like know the instrument and know what they're doing so deeply, but then also have a range of experience, because when you're a singer-songwriter, you're not writing a country album or a rock album or a pop album. You're writing an album that is song-based. It's song by song. And even though there's this kind of cohesion between all of the songs and being able to present it as a package, you still want each song to be able to have what it needs. And so there are some kind of more pop-like elements on some songs. There are some more kind of grungy 90s rock elements on some songs. And then there's some just really kind of traditional folky feelings on some songs. And so it was really wonderful to work with them. And it's been so fun to tour with them. I learn something every time we play together. It's just been really, really great. So they're joining me tonight, and I'm thrilled.
That's tonight at 6 in Gearhart Hall.
Yes.
Tomorrow, 5:30, Fayetteville Public Library, a presentation that you'll give plus a performance, and this will be solo.
Yes, this will be solo. I'm very excited. It'll be the first time I'm kind of bringing together a couple of different worlds post engineering life. So the music piece, absolutely. So the program is called Facing Change Through Songs. And so we'll talk a lot more really about some of the human emotion and the context behind some of the songs. But before we get to that part, we'll also be doing a few little just exercises together with the voice. So one thing that can sometimes be quite hard in moments and seasons of change is being able to vocalize what you're feeling, what you're going through. And in my other work currently, I work in behavioral healthcare settings and group settings with folks on different mindfulness skills. And breath is a big piece and part of that. And singing, speaking, any of that, if we never really thought about it before, but anytime you speak, anytime you sing, you're doing that on an exhale. And in order to keep doing that, you have to inhale so that you can exhale. And so we'll be doing a few little just vocal exercises with that idea of in those moments that things are really challenging, we can maybe call back to that idea of like, I know where my voice is, I have felt it in my body. So a little bit of a somatic experience. And then we'll go from there. So I'm very excited. I think it's going to be a really great program, and I'm grateful to their adult programming for having me in.
Then Southern Missouri,
yes.
Neosho and Joplin. And those will be duos.
Yes, those will be duos. So I have a little mix of everything going on. It's great to get to travel with the trio, and then I also have a wonderful partner who I met at the University of Arkansas, and he is traveling over for the weekend as well, and we'll do a house concert, which is one of my favorite ways to connect with people, and it's kind of the same vibe we're creating tomorrow or tonight. Gosh, I keep getting so confused with dates, but tonight at the Honors College is their kind of annual house concert series, so very cozy environment, wonderful listening space where it's very conversational, which I think is really special. And then we'll be part of the North Heights Porch Fest on Saturday in Joplin, Missouri, which is an awesome series of events. So Porch Fests, if you're not familiar with them, they happen all over the country. There's one in Chattanooga that I'll be playing in as well in a week or so. And we'll be playing at 1 p.m. in the Moffett Avenue block. So we're really looking forward to that as well. getting together with all the other artists, both musical, but there's a bunch of visual artists and different craft vendors as well. Great food trucks, of course, and just I think it's going to be a beautiful day. It'll be really nice to share the porches of Joplin with everyone.
Excellent. Well, we were talking about influences and how things can influence music. You're Tennessee born.
Yes.
Tennessee now.
Yes.
But you did spend time in Arkansas.
And I loved it here.
And it did influence a song, didn't it?
It did, absolutely. So it's such an incredible honor and joy to be back in Fayetteville and to be asked back in a very different capacity. You know, I graduated with a chemical engineering degree, did that for almost 7 years, and came back a couple times to campus in that capacity, right, doing presentations for the sustainability group or recruiting at the career fair, things like that. And that was one of those big moments that we talked about already of change, where like when you decide to walk in a very different direction, what happens to all of those moments and relationships and people who've really invested in you and supported you and cared for you? Like, are you turning your back on them in some way? And that was one of the hardest pieces of quitting my job, honestly, was kind of the friends and family that I'd made here at Arkansas who had been so supportive. And so to get that call from Dean Kuhn, that was, you know, just we're really excited about what you're doing. We're excited about this album. We have this annual series. We'd love for you to be the musical guest. I was floored, and I got off the phone and I cried because it was just so touching and so reassuring mm-hmm. in a lot of ways as well, because you have to reassure yourself so much and have to kind of lean away from any external validation world stuff. But every once in a while to have something that big kind of come back and be a little boost was really lovely. But yes, I have a song that I wrote for the state and for the university and for really all of the people that are here. You know, when you live anywhere for a period of time, it leaves a little bit of soil on your soul. And yeah, love this place.
Can we hear Arkansas?
We'd love to, yes. Well, the spring, it comes too slow. The winter grows so heavy on my soul. And the flowers, they bloom too late. I've always been impatient, guess I've never learned to wait. But there's green grass all around. Skies are clearing up now. And the rivers are starting to thaw. I'm headed back to you fast. Arkansas, oh, Arkansas, Arkansas, Arkansas. And the road, they say it gets old if you're traveling on your own. But these lights, they blind me still. So I gotta move, you know I miss the thrill. As the wheels, they roll around. Pavement's got me spellbound. And it feels like I'm running from the law. Cause I'm headed back to you so fast. Arkansas, 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 Arkansas. I'm coming back now to Arkansas. They roll around, carrying me back to solid ground. And I don't wanna feel like an outlaw, so I'm headed back to you fast. Yeah, I'm headed back to you so fast. Headed back to you fast now. Arkansas, 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 Arkansas. I'm coming back now to Arkansas.
that so much. Thank you. Tonight at 6, Gerhard Hall as a guest of the University of Arkansas Honors College, Fayetteville Public Library for Change Through Voice. That's at 5:30 with a solo performance after that. Neosho Friday night, Joplin Saturday afternoon. The name of the CD is Goldenrod. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me, Kyle. It's always wonderful to get to sit down and chat. And I appreciate all your support and excitement for the album through the last several months.
Tenny Rain Butler was in the Anthony and Susan Hoy News studio this morning. She'll be in Gerhard Hall tonight at 6 for a house concert sponsored by the University of Arkansas Honors College. She'll be at the Fayetteville Public Library for Facing Change Through Song, beginning at 5:30 tomorrow. Friday night at 7, she's performing a house concert in Neosho, Missouri. And then on Saturday, she'll be part of Joplin, Missouri's North Height Porch Fest. You can find out more at tennyrain.com.